Rogers with you at SB's Honda, I-240 and Western on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Chamber of Commerce type weather. We welcome in ESPN.com's Jake Trotter, the Iron Man. Hello, Jake.
Just ready for some Mark and Jake time here.
Just us, man. Just us together.
Just us.
Yeah, just us. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you. Anything this week? I said the Oklahoma State-Texas Tech game, the line's right where it's supposed to be. But, I mean, there is a scenario in which Texas Tech could maybe give Oklahoma State some problems. Defensively, can OSU put pressure on Bowman and Tech?
I think that's the big question, and that's the number one thing I'm going to be looking at in this game as we try to decipher, you know, how for real this Oklahoma State defense is. If you look at the history of this series, I mean, in Stillwater in particular, you know, even though the Pokes have had Tech's number in recent years, you know, we're looking at 48-45. I remember, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, Tech missed an extra point and lost the game 45-44 to an Oklahoma State team that was a lot better. So I think that it would be a great sign for the Cowboys if they're able to shut Tech down for the rest of their season. But I agree with you. I mean, I think 14, what is it, 14 now? I think that's a good line. And since we have to do picks today, I'll go ahead and pick that game. I think I'm alone here. I just want to see it again. And I wonder, too, if Tech is maybe a little bit better than what they showed in the opener against Ole Miss. So I'm gonna pick Tech to cover the 14, assuming that's what the line still is. I know the missile has like up to the minute spread changes.
No, you get 14 for OSU and 31 for OU. Those two are the same.
Okay.
Everything else is whatever you get it at. Whatever.
Okay,
whatever
sounds
time you
good.
Pick.
So I'm gonna take Tech with the 14. But listen, if Oklahoma State wins this game, you know, 48-21 or something like that, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to find a loss on that schedule, you know, before they get to November when the schedule really stiffens for them.
Look, I mean, this game could go either way. I get it. All right. Oklahoma and Army, do you have an opinion on this game that is solid? I mean, it was tough for me. I could have gone either way. I just ended up taking the points.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Army in this one. I think I'm in the minority as well. You know, I don't think there's going to be a
now it's not a minority. You and I are brothers in arms.
Oh, you have Army? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I feel very good about that. I don't think there's going to be a great inclination for OU to run up the score in this game. And it's very difficult to blow Army out. I mean, because they're going to chew up so much clock with their option. And, you know, I could see Oklahoma being up something like, you know, 31-0 at halftime. And, you know, the game ended up, in the neighborhood of like 34-7, something like that. So I don't think we'll see a lot of action in the second half in this game. And, you know, we've seen it before. Army's option can give defenses trouble early on in a game. I mean, I think even if that happens, Oklahoma will figure some things out by the second quarter. But, you know, Army could pop them for a touchdown or two in the first half. And this Oklahoma defense certainly is, you know, I don't think they won a lot of people over with their performance against Iowa State, particularly with their ability to tackle, which is paramount against the against the triple option.
All right, T&W Tire Lock of the Week, what do you got?
The Lock of the Week, sponsored by T&W Tire. They offer 24-hour road service and a variety of other services to get your vehicle back on the road where it belongs. The Lock of the Week on WWLS, the sports animal.
Thank you, Missile. My T&W Tire Lock of the Week is going to be Wisconsin at Kinnick Stadium against Iowa. I have the line at 3. The Badgers with a disastrous loss against BYU. I think they'll bounce back and play well. This was a team that was ranked number 5 in the country just a week ago. I don't think they all of a sudden became a bad team. Now there's some big questions offensively, obviously, but I don't know that Iowa is that good of a team. I expect this game to be, you know, in the 17-13, 20-14 type game. But I just think Jonathan Taylor and the Wisconsin offense is going to eventually be able to put a couple of drives together. And I think Wisconsin wins this game. And because the line is only a 3, I like my chances to at the very least push, if not win, finally win a Lock of the Week after some disastrous back-to-back showings in the picks.
quarterback, you don't have to worry about Hornibrook.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm not saying I'm not.
Yeah, the ultimate doesn't like that. I agree with him. I'm worried about him. I was scared of this game one way or the other because I understand that Wisconsin should be able to bounce back. I do think that they've got a pretty talented football team. But when you have a glaring weakness at quarterback, it's kind of hard to overcome. Like, you can have a glaring weakness. If you have a glaring weakness on the offensive line, you got problems. If you got a glaring weakness at quarterback, you might not be able to overcome it just with a running game based on how they can scheme you. So, scares me a little
bit. I would agree with you if Iowa was dynamic at all offensively. They are not, you know, with Nathan Stanley, experienced quarterback. They're just not. I mean, I watched that entire second half of Iowa State, Iowa, and Iowa State's got a pretty good defense. But the only reason Iowa scored a touchdown is Iowa State just capitulated offensively at the end. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't hold field position. So, I mean, I don't see Iowa scoring more than three touchdowns in this game. So, even with the struggles at quarterback, I just kind of feel like with that offensive line, which, you know, people were saying was the best in the country, you know, just 8 to 10 days ago, with Taylor, who's a, you know, top five running back in the country, I think that'll be enough. So, okay. Listen, I probably jinxed the Badgers because my picks have been an embarrassment this year. But that's just the way I feel. And, you know, I always look for these teams that I think are pretty good in bounce-back situations. This is a bounce-back situation, and I think the Badgers will come through.
All right, you got two more picks.
Yeah, so, you know, I went through a lot of different games. You know, I looked at, Georgia, minus 14. Drew Lock has not been good against, Power 5 bowl-caliber teams. He's rolled over teams that are not very good statistically. But, you know, that game is... makes me a little bit nervous because of his, potential to backdoor cover or, you know, pop some big plays early, against Georgia. I looked at Buffalo minus 5.5, pretty good team with, one of the best receivers in the country. And I looked at my BC guys again after they, gave me my lone win last week. But, you know, on the road, I think that could be kind of a tough game, even though, against Purdue, I think Boston College is going to win. So I'm going to go with North Texas minus 12.
Dusty is going to be so upset with you.
I know.
Okay.
I saw he picked North Texas. Little bit of a letdown opportunity, but man, I just don't think Liberty is any good. And even if North Texas struggles with that offense, Mason Fine, as long as he's healthy, I think that they will take care of business, giving up 12 points in that game.
Line is 12.5.
12.5, yeah. No big deal there. And then I'm going to go with Alabama minus 26. The A&M Clemson game is as impressive as A&M was. They got a lot of fortunate bounces in that game where, you know, Mon is throwing the ball downfield and it bounces off a, you know, Clemson defender's hands into the arms of a A&M wide receiver. And I think the Aggies have Alabama's attention. Even though they're a heavy favorite in this game, there's been a little bit of hype around it. And I think that, you know, with Jimbo Fisher and the way A&M played against Clemson, I think Alabama will give A&M its best shot, and that's a really bad sign for the Aggies. I'm just not convinced that A&M is quite as good as they looked in that Clemson game. This is not going to be at Kyle Field. This is going to be on the road. Do you know who, by the way, has the number one who is number one in college football in offensive efficiency, Mark?
Alabama?
You know who's number one in defensive efficiency?
Oklahoma State.
No, that's Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay.
You know who's number one in QBR?
Alabama.
I think that this has a chance to be one of the more dominant teams we've seen in college football, in the last several years, because it's the same old Alabama everywhere else. I mean, they're just, you know, they're Alabama at running back and, you know, Judy at wide receiver, the offensive line. Defensively, they have been, you know, really tough up front, especially. Now you're throwing in one of the top five quarterbacks in the country, potentially, in Tua, who's been awesome so far. So, Alabama with a, you know, Heisman caliber quarterback is really scary. And I think that they are going to look to take it to Texas A&M in this game. I don't see, unlike with OU Army, I don't see the pedal coming off the gas, the foot coming off the pedal in this game. So I like Alabama to cover the 26. And listen, if A&M goes up there and plays them tough, I mean, you know, I'll have to give it up to the Aggies and say that maybe they are, you know, kind of a different level team that they've been in the past. By the way, they're wearing their uniforms commemorating their only conference title in the lifetime of the Latvian Missile, which is the 1998 Big 12 title uniforms with the big block lettering in which they upside your Kansas State Wildcats.
Wow. Okay. I like Alabama. I think that's the best thing you've done. I don't know. The North Texas line, big win for them last week, but I don't know how much of a hangover they have. Liberty can do a whole lot about it. So I think that could be a decent
pick. My pick there is a little bit more of an indictment on Liberty. You know, listen, the ultimate, you know, he picked Army against you and Liberty a couple weeks ago, and he forced me to put on, because I'm in charge of the TVs when I'm at the OU game, the OU press box, because, you know, Al and Traber, you know, they're just not they're not as adept at switching the channels around. So he had me put on Army and Liberty because he was going up against you. Remember that? And I actually, you know, watched a lot of that game and came away, you know, I think moderately impressed with Army, but I also came away thinking, man, Liberty is just not any good at all. So it's as much of a, I think North Texas is legit, and potentially like a 10-win team this year. I think also Liberty's just not any good. And when you're a 10-win team and you're playing bad teams, you should win, even when you maybe don't play very well.
All right, Texas TCU, what's your thought on that one?
That's a tough one. I think this is going down the wire. I think a lot of people around here are in on TCU, correct? Is that the a fair analysis of the sentiment?
But as
impressive as TCU was against Ohio State, this is their third game away from home in a row. And I know they went to SMU and they went to Arlington, but this is their third game away from A&G in a row. Texas's third home game in a row. I don't know that USC is any good at all, but Texas did beat them down a little bit in the second half. They could get Keontae Ingram back at running back. We'll see. So I like TCU, and I think it would, you know, TCU's owned this series, but there's just something where I'm a little bit leery, you know, about the circumstances of this game that prevented me from picking TCU. I like TCU, but I think it's going to be close, and it would not stun me if Texas actually won this game.
I think that's the right way to look at it. I do. I think that Texas's issues, if the reason why Texas has lost games, whether it be to Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Maryland, have been turnovers. That
yep.
usually costs teams wins. And so to sit here and act like, you know, just Texas has done this and Texas has done that and Texas almost lost to Tulsa and this, that, and the other, that's irrelevant. I mean, if they're on the plus side of turnovers, they got a pretty good chance to win. And TCU, they turned it over a lot last week, albeit against a better defense. But I think that this game, again, is another one on the road, and I'm sure it's tough for TCU to bounce back after that loss. So I think this is a real game. It's hard for me to pick it. I mean, Texas could get beat by 14, or they could win the game. I think your analysis was spot on there. But if Texas wins, it sure makes things a little bit more interesting down the line for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Because I love it when there's something to that Red River rivalry. It's not good when teams two and two.
Right now we have four teams that I think can win the Big 12. Now, I'm not saying that it's likely that TCU or Oklahoma State win the Big 12, but I think there are, at this point in time, four teams capable of winning the Big 12. That's Oklahoma, obviously, West Virginia, and then you have TCU and Oklahoma State with how they impressed last week. I think Texas could muddy that up a little bit by beating TCU. And because of the talent, it's hard to write off Texas completely. But at the same time, I mean, Texas just has not been impressive in a long time. And, with all the talent in the world that they have there, it just hasn't come together quite yet. Even in the USC game, I mean, they were down early. And they were down for a good chunk of that game until they got some turnovers going their way in the second half. I think turnovers, like you said, are going to be a big part of it. curious to see Sean Robinson, if he can play with, you know, despite the pick six, the same kind of poise that he showed for a good chunk of that game. And, you know, even both teams are coming off, name opponents. There is a little bit more, I think, of a letdown potential for TCU because they threw so much into that Ohio State game and had that game right there until the second half. It's actually in college football maybe the game, along with Alabama and A&M, I'm probably as much interested in TCU Texas as any game in college football this weekend.
You're right. That's a good game. I think that's going to be a good game to watch. Jake, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Good luck with your picks. I hope you can get to 10-10.
Yeah, it's no fun when I'm like dead last by a sizable margin. So I need to at least get back in the conversation here.
1 week at a time. Just 1 week at a time.
Huh? Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, Jake.
See you guys.
ESPN.com, the Iron Man, Jake Trotter. Dusty Dvorak will join us next. I am here at Escritonico, the Eskridge Mile, right here, I-240 and Western. Great service department, Honda Civic LXs for $18,995, Honda Accord LXs from $22,000.